Mr. Chair, at the onset, the Philippines wishes to thank ILRN for the arrangements for this week's meeting, for the preparation of the draft political declaration text, and for its overall leadership of this process. The Philippines has been fully engaged in the process towards a political declaration to address humanitarian harm arising from the use of AWIPA. This is rooted in our strong commitment to IHL and is guided by our twin advocacies of victim centrality and independent national capacities in humanitarian disarmament work. We are delighted to see strong elements emphasizing harm to civilians, including explicit recognition of lifelong disabilities arising from injuries from AWIPA, the references to the reverberating effects, including those arising from damage and destruction to infrastructure, and the recognition that meeting the people's basic needs is a challenge in crisis situations where AWIPA is used. We also welcome references to rapid and unimpeded passage of humanitarian relief for civilians in need. While the language on victim assistance is already robust, we believe that we could still do more, not only to meet their basic needs, but to also to facilitate their full socio-economic reintegration, the full realization of their rights, and their full participation as members of communities and societies. We could also do more to ensure full and unimpeded access for humanitarian relief in line with international norms and standards. The Philippines is guided by its own national experience, where violations of IHL arising from AWIPA use are often perpetrated by armed non-state actors that often use civilian and civilian objects as shields. This must be clearly condemned. Mr. Chair, since we were unable to take the floor yesterday, we wish to begin by registering our comments under Section 1. Under this section, the Philippines welcomes the characterization of the humanitarian impact and the reverberating effect of the use of AWIPA, including indirect effects stemming from damage to or destruction of critical civilian infrastructure. We also welcome the impact of these risks and reverberating effects to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. There is a direct link between the safety and security of communities and their livelihood and sustainable development. We support references to the imperative of addressing the short and long-term humanitarian consequences resulting from armed conflict involving the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. We note, however, that these consequences could also arise outside of armed conflict. We support condemnation of exploitation of civilian and civilian objects to military objectives in populated areas and the use of IEDs. These are usually undertaken by armed non-state actors, ANSAs, more than states. Regarding Section 2, the Philippines welcomes references to the application of international human rights law and the affirmation of obligations to hold accountable those responsible for violations of both IHL and IHRL and our common commitment to end impunity. We agree that IHL provides the legal framework to regulate the conduct of armed conflict and is applicable to AWIPA use. While IHL applies to both states and armed non-state actors in times of armed conflict, our national experience demonstrates that armed non-state actors have a higher propensity to violate IHL due to either demonstrable lack of understanding or incentives to comply. Accountability mechanisms that exist in states are also often absent in non-state actors. We therefore welcome the condemnation of tactics that exploit the proximity of civilian and civilian objects to military objectives to populated areas. However, it must be clearly stated that this is often employed by armed non-state actors way more than states. Finally, we also believe that a preambular language on the need to take into account gender-based differentiation of the consequences of AWIPA use, in addition to the references in the operative sections, is appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Chair.